This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With apologies to William McChesney Martin, the Federal Reserve has spent the past year and a half doing its very best to take away the punch bowl. This economy, meanwhile, has said, no, 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 party's just getting going. Martin, for those unfamiliar, the Fed chair, the longest-serving Fed chair, by the way, who said it is the central bank's job to take away the punch bowl just as the party is getting going. And I will let that metaphor go after this, I promise. We got from the good people at the Commerce Department this morning the first estimate of gross domestic product April through June, and consumers and businesses in this economy are doing everything but dancing on the table. The economy grew 2.4% in the second quarter, that is annualized, of course, and it did it in the face of what everybody had been guessing would be something quite a bit slower. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
The word resilient got thrown around a lot today to describe an economy that's bucking interest rate hikes from the Fed and contraction in the housing sector. Sean Snaith, director of the Institute for Economic Forecasting at the University of Central Florida, characterized the economy this way.
It seems to be thus far recession resistant.
So where's all this resilience coming from? First, business investment, up nearly 8%. Paul Ashworth at Capital Economics says auto and airplane factories are humming.
A rebound in transportation equipment investment, which is all to do with easing supply shortages.
Plus, there's been a boom in factory building for semiconductors and electric vehicles, says Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union.
All the Biden infrastructure stuff, Inflation Reduction Act, CHIPS Act, have started kind of a cycle of high-tech investment, and that's going to trickle through to equipment, hiring.
The other major force sustaining the economy is U.S. consumers. Now, our spending did slow, growing about 1.5% compared to more than 4% in the first quarter. And that could be a problem, says Frick, as consumers spend down their savings and run up their credit card bills.
Prices have gone up so much for everything from healthcare to education to utilities. Consumers are definitely becoming guarded in their spending, no question. A lot more spending is going on at discounters.
All the economists I talked to today still expect economic growth to taper off later this year, but they agree a soft landing is definitely in the cards. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.